poetry has the lowest bar of entry of any art, really. You don't even need a pen or paper. You don't need anything except for an idea.
Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
Welcome to Cattlecast. Tanel Abani, the Ivorian poet, philosopher, and novelist, wrote that poets are the heart of our society. I agree, and joining me on this episode is someone who is the heart of our area, Lansing's newest poet laureate, Masaki Takahashi. Masaki, thank you so much for joining me on Cattlecast.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
What is the role of the poet laureate in Lansing?
As a poet laureate in Lansing, I get to play the city-appointed ambassador for poetry. My role in that is to create these events in the Tri-County area where there's more readings and writings, and I have a lot of ideas that I want to do, and they just give me full range of how I imagine what poetry should be.
That's beautiful. So kind of some artistic freedom with that. So
they didn't really say much. They said, hey, we just need these events. I was like, okay, that's all.
Well, related to that, how did you get the role?
So to become a poet laureate, first you need to be a poet, and from this area, I have a body of work. I have already done so many events, and then there was an application process, and there was an interview process, and then they said, hey, do you want to be poet laureate? And I was like, absolutely.
Well, related to that, There must be some history about how you became a poet or how you found poetry. Could you tell our listeners about that journey?
Absolutely. At first, I fell in love with hip-hop at a very young age. I think it really helped being Asian American in this country and just gravitating towards rap music, black music, that culture was talking about struggles, and I felt like my own struggles, and it made me want to tell my story. I just wasn't really musical and can't stay on beat. So poetry was the thing that I ended up doing. So, yeah.
So you found your voice in poetry then. So
I was an angsty teenager, and it was just cathartic, and it made me feel good.
I like that because, you know, sometimes the view of poetry is that it's highbrow or it's inaccessible. Yeah. So what's your view on the accessibility or how accessible is poetry?
Poetry has the lowest bar of entry of any art, really. You don't even need a pen or paper. You don't need anything except for an idea. And that idea, and then I come from a world of spoken word, slam poetry. So it's just you and a mic and just competing with the things that you have to say with other people. Highbrow, I don't know about that because I come from people where they just, you know, tell their story and it's magical.
And who are some of your favorite poets or poets that have influenced you?
Wow. I can list them for so long. The first time I saw anything like poetry related was Bosia on Deaf Poetry. They had these DVDs that I got off of Netflix, and he's Asian American, and he was telling his story. And I think representation is super important. I'd have to say the first rap battle I saw on TV was Teen Witch, though. That's not the proudest moment. But growing up, I really did love freestyle battles for the fact that it was purely just like improv and being able to speak back on somebody saying negative about you. So I have to say like MC Jin was a huge influence on me. The current poets I really love, and my mentor right now is Dennis Heinrichsen, who is the inaugural poet laureate of Lansing, Michigan. Native Child Brown has coached me on being a slam poet. Breeze the Poet has also been coaching me right now. Brenna Tui is one of my favorite poets. There's so many. I could go on forever. I'm
sorry. Sure. And I know you're involved in the project, the Poetry Room, which we'll share a link to in the description of this episode. Could you tell us about the Poetry Room?
The Poetry Room is an amazing space. It's typically an open mic and anything goes. When I say anything goes, and you don't know what is going to happen. And I think that's the funnest part about an open mic. Because you could be good, you could be bad, it doesn't matter. There are a lot of great talent because a lot of my friends are super talented and this is what we work on. So if you don't come correct and you're like half-stepping with this, you might get a little bit embarrassed and intimidated, but that's on you. And you can come back and then just try to get better. But I mean, I can promise you the people that do come back month after month have exponentially gotten better. It's a place of where we tell our story. And I think everybody, regardless of poetry or not, all want to be heard.
So it's they build their confidence and maybe stage presence as they keep on coming back.
Absolutely. I mean, once you're around it and you study this craft, everybody seems to always get better.
And we always like to end with a library type question. And that you talked about the poets that are your favorites or have influenced you, but what are you reading, what are you watching or listening to that you would recommend to our listeners?
So right now I am reading Stephen Willis' Peculiar People. I just finished Ebony Stewart's book, Blood Fresh. Those books are really, those are the books that I just finished reading, and I would recommend both of them. I think that poetry in particular, I typically read female poets because they tell a perspective that I may have not seen. And I think that's something that like Ebony did, and Olivia's book, Life of the Party, was like a book that majorly did that to me too. So I think reading poetry really makes you a bit more empathetic and see a point of view that you may have never seen before.
Love it. And Misaki, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Catacast.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. It's been great.
Our guest today was Misaki Takahashi. He is Lansing's newest poet laureate.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is Didn't We Almost Have It All? In Defense of Whitney Houston by Garrett Kennedy. Music journalist Kennedy brings years of research plus respect for his subject to this examination of the complexities of Houston's life, music, and legacy. To stream or download this or other featured titles, visit cadl.org/Dee Dee.
Stacks 92.1.